This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What's in today's Friday four-pack?
Jones and Keefe live at the Lobster Bar here in Newport, Rhode Island. Greg Hill Show, Road Show, After Show, as we're referring to it. The Friday four-pack brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We're going to get you a second Top 5 Friday, top 5 items on the menu that we want to try here at the Lobster.
That's right.
We'll do that coming up about 15 minutes from now. Tim Welsh scheduled to join us at high noon as well, so stay tuned for it. By the way, lovely hats dropped off from a gentleman representing the Newport Folk Festival and the Newport Jazz Festival. He's telling us about some of the artists that are going to be there. Did I hear Public Enemy?
Public Enemy.
I heard Luke Combs.
Yep.
Between the Folk Festival, the Jazz Festival.
Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav. Janelle Monáe.
Yep.
So wonderful hats that we have on display here on Twitch. I don't mess up my hair quite yet, Keith.
Oh, I understand.
I spent a lot of time on this morning.
I just got a fresh cut.
I don't want to rough it up. You did.
I did.
Just for this.
Yeah, just for this.
By the way, you didn't wear your EI polo. I thought we were going to be matching.
I know, in our
business attire. I thought we were going to be matching.
I had to go long sleeve. I had to go long sleeve on you.
Nice.
Also, I know a lot about folk music now because I watched that Bob Dylan movie. You see that Bob Dylan movie?
You're a Chalamet guy.
That was the big controversy in the film. Was like,
oh, and he plugged in.
He wanted to play like non-folk music at the folk festival. And they're like, no, can't play that.
People
here
were horrified.
Horrified. But it made him a superstar. I think he made the right call.
Now they're making movies about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd say he made the right call.
That movie was so bizarre to me. Like, it was good. Like, he was really well acted by Knicks superfan Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah.
But, like, at the end of it, you're like, did anything even happen? Like, he sang a few songs?
Yeah. Sang a couple tunes.
Yeah. And they're like, best picture nominee.
Plucked a few guitar strings.
I was like, I guess.
No, good for Chalamet, though. Yeah. Knicks are still alive.
They are. For now.
That's true. All right, let's get to the Friday four-pack. What's first up today, Billy?
First up, what will happen first? Roman Anthony gets called up, or the Bruins hire a head coach?
Not really much going on the Bruins front. I mean, I guess they're supposed to do their in-person interviews.
I'm saying Bruins. I don't think Anthony's coming up. It's so frustrating. It's stupid. But, yeah, I think the Bruins will hire a coach first. I don't think Anthony – he should be here now. He's not here. I don't think he's going to be here anytime soon. I'm going to go Bruins head coach.
All right, I'm going to go Roman Anthony. This is me being glass half full. I think they have a three-game series with the Braves starting tonight in Atlanta. They come back home Monday for a three-game series before going to the Yankees. So maybe they want to – Let's say they lose 2 out of 3 to Atlanta.
I'd book it. Yeah.
More likely than not.
We're not going out on a limb, yeah.
It's Crochet Strider on Sunday.
Nice.
That's pretty sweet. But could you see him on Monday, like trying to like they could be in like a real funk. They already are in a funk. And they call him up for the Monday game, so it's like a big ovation. He's like, oh, like we have like a little bit of hope. Like you don't want his debut to be like in Yankee Stadium necessarily. But you got to get this thing up sooner rather than later. So I'm gonna bank on that. And I think the Bruins probably extend this thing out like they've done before.
Do you have anybody you want the Bruins to hire? I've decided I don't want Marco Sturm.
You don't want Marcus
Stern. It feels a little too, and not to go back down the Patriots road, but it's unimaginative. Like,
yeah.
I just feel like there's no imagination there. They're like, oh, he used to play here. He's the coach. Like, that doesn't really work for me.
Yeah.
So you're asking me, the other name that's out there is Mitch Love. I know nothing about him. I think I would rather him.
Is there a college coach?
Run it back with some third liner. I don't know that I want to go that route either. I do want an experienced coach. I don't think the Bruins are talking to any experienced coaches.
No.
As far as I can tell. So now I got to pick out of these names.
Well, some of the retreads immediately got snapped up.
Yeah.
Right. Like they did like weeks ago.
Arguably worse teams and worse situations. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the thing standing in the way of coaches wanting to coach the Bruins is less the talent and more the scapegoat aspect. Like, it's the NHL. All these guys get fired all the time. But they see Don Sweeney and Cam Neely signing extensions, and they're like, wait, what? Like, so, like, Cassidy and Montgomery, like, yeah, these guys are gone.
You take the job to get shoved under the bus 2 years later when the team underachieves. Yeah,
yeah.
No, I think that's problematic for sure.
I think overall you look at it, you're like, that's not a bad – I mean, you got good players, and you're coming off a really bad season, so the chances of you turning that around are decent.
So you're going,
I think Roman Anthony
gets called, here before
the Bruins
are
just taking their sweet. They're both taking their sweet time.
Well, I think we talked to Scott McLaughlin about this a few weeks ago. He's like, yeah, they took forever to hire Montgomery.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
So maybe
I don't think they're in a rush. I don't think Anthony's going to be here anytime soon. I hope I'm wrong. What else, Billy?
How much of the Stanley Cup Final will you watch?
Well, my guy's in it. You know, I owe it to him.
That's
Brad to tune into a lot of
this.
Do you
feel like?
I don't think it's going to be a whole lot. I'm going to be brutally honest.
Do you feel like people are into it? Like, I feel
no.
like we talk about Marchand. We're like, Marchand's back. It's not like a Bork situation where people are actively rooting for him and, like, super interested in it. Marchand's won before. It would cement Marchand's legacy. He probably already is a Hockey Hall of Famer. He's definitely a Hall of Famer if he wins again.
Yep.
I would say, and I felt this way already for a while, I would say Marchand would have a better career than someone like Bergeron.
Yeah.
You know, his contemporaries here, I would say that would cement that he went somewhere else and won, and he won a second time, and he won without Bergeron. Like, I think that's interesting, but I don't feel like people are – I don't feel like there's a lot of buzz around. I expected more buzz with Marchand in the Cup Final, I guess. Maybe I'm missing it. Maybe I'm missing something that's there.
I don't think so.
But I don't feel like there's as much buzz around it as I expected.
No. There's way more buzz about, you know, what Drake May's doing at OTAs and what Steph Diggs is doing on a boat.
Yeah.
And how much
the Red Sox suck.
And what Bill Belichick's doing at North Carolina.
And are the Celtics going to make trades?
Yeah.
Like, Marchand's way, way, way down the list. How much will I watch? Probably a couple of games. Like, I'll probably flip it in. I'll tune in. The deeper the series goes, the more likely it is to reel me in. If it's 4-1 or 4-0, I'm probably not going to watch a ton of it. If it gets to game 6 or 7, I'll probably get reeled in. It's a rematch. The Panthers are interesting. Connor McDavid winning potentially a cup is interesting, but it's going to have to be a long series to really reel me
in. It's also one of those things. So game 1 starts on Wednesday, and then so pretty soon they'll be going head-to-head with, like, the NBA Finals, which I'll have more of my attention, or, like, Red Sox games are going to have more of my attention.
I'll be honest. I'm not super into the finals, NBA Finals either.
I'm less so, but I'll watch more of it. Yeah, I think
OKC Indiana, I'm going to have trouble watching a ton of that. I'll watch it. I'm more of a basketball guy, so I will watch it. But I'm having trouble getting into that.
Is assuming the Bruins aren't in the equation, is Florida Edmonton actually the best matchup? Or is it
you mean like for ratings in the league?
No, like for interest here, cuz you have Brad Marchand and you have the best player in the world.
Yeah, probably.
Or I mean cuz like Cassidy is a cool story, but it's like he's the coach. So like I think that only gets you so far.
Yeah.
So I think this probably is, which is saying a lot. So, like, Florida-Edmonton's the best you could do without your team in it.
It's true.
Because, like, OKC-Indiana is not the best you could do without the Celtics in it.
No.
At all.
The NBA is probably actively rooting against. They're hoping, like, hell New York gets there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, thinking it out, that probably is the best.
Well, this is also one of those ones where, like, I probably won't be actively watching, like, first period on. But if it's, like, close late third period or obviously if it goes to overtime, you're like, oh, I'm flipping over.
Last 10 minutes of a third period.
Yeah, now I'm watching that.
I'm flipping over.
Yep.
After I watch the rehearsal and after I watch everything else, I'm flipping over.
There's a lot of stuff.
And I'll check that out.
New season of Tires is coming out.
Ooh. I got to see the first season to
watch
to
the
catch
first
up on
season.
That
it's like 6 episodes. You'll rip right through it.
What else do we have, Billy?
What is your.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now, you're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Favorite seafood?
Ooh, well, this is a little bit of a...
I'm an all of the above guy, but yep. I'm gonna you're pinning me down. I think I'll just go with the... I think I'll go lobster.
Lobster.
I think lobster, but I like all of it. There's not a single thing in the ocean that I won't eat.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got whales?
Bring them out. Bring them out.
Stingray. I'm going to tell you what I like the older I get, Keith.
Oh, interesting.
This is something that the older I get, the more I enjoy it. I like a good scallop.
Scallops.
I like a good scallop. Not those scallops. Not those little guys.
No, I know.
Is that a bay scallop? What's the little guy?
You're talking about like the big meaty
I want a
one.
Big, yeah. Meaty scallop. Yeah.
If I had to do my top five seafood, I know that's not what we're doing.
No, it's not. That's basically what we're doing in the 5 minutes. Yeah.
I would go lobster. I'd go crab. I would go oyster, shrimp, scallop.
Crab's a lot of work. Not a lot of reward. Lobster's a lot of work.
Actually, quite a bit of reward, I would say, for both.
Yeah?
Both are good. Eh. It's actually not that much work on, like, a soft shell. You're in there, no problem.
That's true. You can hammer in there pretty easy on
the soft
shell.
You're in there, no problem.
That's a good point. Okay. What's our last one, Billy?
What is your favorite boat activity?
Now, this could be anything.
Drinking?
This could be literally
I'm not driving the boat.
No, that's right.
So
probably.
Drinking.
Where do you stand on, like, tubing?
Tubing's fun. I like a water tubing, yeah.
I love tubing.
Sure. Water skiing?
It's funny. I think I went tubing like once, like probably like 10 years ago after not doing it for like 10 years.
Who was driving the boat?
Like a buddy of yours? I think it was like a buddy. Okay. And you're like, wow, I am not cut out for this anymore. Like, it used to be so easy, and now you're like, oh my God, what
happened? You're dragging a lot of weight back there.
Yeah. Maybe I'll swim back here to the back of the boat. But no, that's always a good time. Just going out like the middle of a lake and like jumping in the water, that's fun.
Neither of us said fishing.
I don't have the patience for it.
Terp's a fisherman. Terp likes fishing. Yeah. He's probably yelling at us back in Brighton.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's not high on my list.
It's not for me.
I need somebody else to do all the stuff for me.
Yeah. But then even
like
that,
I don't know. I can't bait a hook. Can you bait a hook?
No.
I can't bait a hook.
Oh, if I had to, maybe. It'd be like, I'd probably cut myself.
Yeah, no. What if that? Even if I if I luck into a fish and reel it in, do I know what I'm doing getting the thing off the hook? I don't.
Oh, no. No. I'm just leaving it.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like, crap, I got one.
Like, yeah.
What do I do with this thing?
Yeah, no, there's not a huge reward there for me. I'm not a big – I'd like to eat the fish, but
yeah,
I'd probably just buy one.
You famously eat anything.
Anything in the ocean. It's all good.
I'm going with drinking.
Yeah, that's a safe bet. I think tubing has now been
You can combine them.
You could.
Yeah.
Or like jumping off the side. That's kind of fun. I'll jump off the side here.
Oh, I don't love that.
No?
No.
You afraid you're going to slip?
Yeah, what am I jumping into? I don't necessarily
know. The water.
What's down there? Yeah, but what else?
Yeah, see, this goes back to you being from Vermont, being afraid of lake monsters.
I don't.
Yeah. That's the whole thing.
I do prefer ocean to lake, which I guess now I'm being inconsistent on.
Oh, but you're ocean over lake?
Yeah, but I don't like just jumping in the middle. I like walking into the ocean from land.
Oh, it's the great unknown.
I like that.
You
don't
know
like just
there.
Jumping right into the middle. I don't like that.
All right.
What's down there?
I don't know, but
you jump on a whale or something like that. I don't want to do that.
Good.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
Okay. That is our Friday 4-Pack every Friday at 11:30 here on Jones and Keefe. We are at the Lobster Bar, okay, in Newport. It's the Greg Hill Road Show after show. That's right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.